Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what a Friday we suddenly have live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Fireworks a couple of days early today. Joy Taylor is joining me. Cameron Johnson of the Phoenix Sun stops by in an hour. A team we love on this show. Wow, Joy, there's a bunch of stuff today.
There's a lot going on. People are feisty this morning. Everybody's got opinions about everything.
I know. It's crazy opinions. Who needs them? All right. Let's just start with this. According to Kevin O'Connor at The Ringer, he's on our show in a couple hours. The Miami Heat, Pat Riley, he's like Nick Saban in the NBA. He's a recruiter. And the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban are going to make a hard push for Kawhi Leonard. Now, Kawhi... he's going to be a free agent. Now remember, first of all, Kawhi called Jimmy Butler before he called Paul George. That's a fact. He was interested first in playing with Jimmy Butler. He thought Jimmy was a better player than Paul George. Probably is barely. All right, let's think about this for a second. And I'm going to throw this out because I think it's something. Kawhi Leonard's unique. Miami and Dallas have no state tax. LA's got 13%. Now, that is something with Kawhi. Here's why. Kawhi makes $34 million a year. If he stayed with the Clippers the next 3 years, instead of Dallas or Miami, he'd lose $13.5 million. If he stayed for four, he'd lose $18 million. Why does that matter so much with Kawhi? Because unlike Steph or LeBron, California doesn't matter for those guys. They have huge shoe deals. They have big social media deals. Kawhi doesn't. He's not a big personality. He doesn't make anything on social media. He's not a big personality. He doesn't drive shoe sales. So a lot of pro athletes come to California. They've already made all their money, or they can drive shoe deals. They can drive social media deals. LeBron's got his uninterrupted. He's not worried about it. Kawhi's different. That's the first thing. He needs that NBA money. Secondly, he is super frugal, legendarily frugal. True stories. When he signed a deal with the Spurs, and made $94 million. He was driving a 20-year-old SUV. When asked about it, he said, it runs and it's paid off. He then had a deal with GameStop, which is Wingstop. It's a chicken wing chain Wingstop. He got some money for it. They gave him coupons. According to an article in Sports Illustrated, he panicked when he lost his coupons for free chicken wings. That's who he is. That's his personality. I know people like that. He's frugal. So with a lot of athletes, like a Steph and LeBron, California is where they need to be. Like, that's where they need to be. It doesn't matter. You got shoe money. They're making so much money. LeBron needed to be in Los Angeles. The taxes don't matter as much to LeBron because he's not going to get these opportunities and these cozy deals and this television network. It's in his backyard. Like, it makes sense for LeBron to be here. Forget, ooh, Ohio's cheaper. Exactly. There's a reason, right? But in Kawhi's case, he's not a TV production guy. Not going to make any money on that. He's not a social media star. He's not driving major shoe dollars. His money is NBA money. 4 years, he'd lose $18 million in California. Here's another thing to think about. Health. Kawhi doesn't have 10 years left. Hell, I'm not sure if he's got 4 years left. So Kawhi's not a guy like LeBron who was an Iron Man for 18 years until he had a minor injury. Kawhi's been hurt third year in the league. These rumors are now being confirmed. Miami, Dallas coming after him. And I think Dallas fits way better. First of all, Luka is a lot better than Jimmy Butler, and I like Jimmy Butler. But Luka is 10 years younger and better than Jimmy Butler. Also, because Dallas is only a three-hour flight from California, you get taxed for where you make your money. So he'd be in Dallas, but he could still be close enough to keep his fam all in the mansion in California that he just bought. You can have the house here. You know Kawhi, Toronto, he'll live in a condo. He doesn't care. He's a loner anyway. So Luka's also, if he goes to Dallas, he no longer has to guard Luka, who's the biggest nightmare for any great defender. Anytime Luka and Kawhi play now, hey, Kawhi, you got to guard Luka. Wouldn't have to anymore. It's also perfect for Dallas. What does Dallas need? A two. I said Porzingis is a great three. He's a weak two. Now Porzingis is your three. Luka, Kawhi, Porzingis, Hardaway, that's a championship team. That is an NBA championship team. And by the way, Dallas has cap space. Miami doesn't. That makes a ton of sense. Don't kid yourself on the state tax thing. California taxes for Hollywood stars and for big business people, yeah, it's expensive, but there's so much business here that you can make an argument for LeBron. He wouldn't have these TV network opportunities if he's in Ohio. He didn't have them before. Why suddenly now you have eight of them? Because people want to work with him. It's cool to work with LeBron in Southern California. You move here, he was told, all the billionaires line up, and they did. But Kawhi's not that kind of personality. There's no advantage for him here. Dallas, 3-hour flight away. Family can still stay here. I think this makes a ton of sense. Also, and this needs to be considered as well, he can hide in Dallas. Dallas is a football town. The Cowboys run the city. Now, some players may be turned off by that. They want to go to an NBA city, the Lakers. But Dallas is a football city. That's a football town. I think Kawhi loves that. Also, he doesn't want to deal with some of the responsibilities of a one and the media and the glare. Luka's already got that. Luka is going to be the star of this franchise for the next 15 years. So Kawhi can hide. Kawhi can let him deal with all the media stuff. And by the way, you got an owner who talks. You got Luka who talks. So Kawhi can just kind of move to the back and be great. Makes a ton of sense to me. And by the way, the Clippers would be fine. Clippers roster is good. They'd find somebody else. Hell, the Clippers gave the Suns all they could handle without him. All right, here's another one. I should save it for next segment. And this is how much we have today. Damian Lillard and LeBron hung out yesterday. WNBA game. They made a point of going public. I just want to give you something to think about. You're driving somewhere in America today. You're watching me. Anthony Davis missed as many games this year as Damian Lillard has in his career. And it's getting worse. Okay, it solves two issues. Because in order for Portland to think about a trade, they'd have to get something big back. Anthony Davis is pretty big. Anthony Davis is a great player. But the Lakers have a couple of dilemmas here. Frank Vogel loves bigs. Anthony Davis doesn't want to be a big. He had his lowest year in rebounds, his lowest career in block shots. He's becoming increasingly a finesse player on the outside. So now Vogel and Anthony Davis, it's not ideal. And he's becoming a finesse player. And one of the great advantages with AD is his size. The other issue the Lakers have is Dennis Schroeder. They don't really want to re-sign him, but they kind of have to. Like, if they want to beat as Golden State gets better and the Clippers get better and the Mavericks can get better and Jamal Murray comes back and Denver is better, they kind of got to have a point. And it ain't Caruso, but they don't want to pay Dennis Schroeder. Well, if you bring in Dame, that issue goes away. You get a true superstar and the Anthony Davis health issue goes away. Listen, you never want to move off a guy that can come back to burn you. You know, I saw a story this week by John Hollinger, a pretty reliable guy, that said Dame to the Warriors. Portland can't make that deal. You can't have Steph and Dame coming back into your city and dropping 40 threes on you. It'd be humiliating. But you got draft picks and James Wiseman and Andrew Wiggins. That doesn't work. But if I'm the Lakers this morning, okay, I've had AD 2 years. I got a title. It worked. The NBA, this is not a five-year league anymore. It is a year-to-year league. We all know that. It's not a five-year league. There are no five-year plans. You go through two coaches and three GMs. It's not a five-year plan league. It's a year-to-year league. You just make moves to win. This makes a ton of sense. There's three things LeBron James needs for the remainder of his career. One, a guy that can play almost every game, right? So LeBron can take the foot off the gas, take 6 to 8 to 10 games off a year, play fewer minutes. Dame never gets hurt. AD always does. He also needs somebody that's as committed as he is. Dwayne Wade was. Bosch was. AD's not. That stuff doesn't change. Number three is LeBron needs somebody that he can leave the floor and the offense is fine. It's always fine with Dame. Dame time's a good time. It's always fine with Dame. All the things that LeBron needs going forward. Anthony Davis doesn't run the offense when LeBron's off the floor. He's not as committed as LeBron James. You don't get 95% of the games. That's what LeBron needs going forward. Somebody that's going to be there every night. Every single night, just as committed, comes into the season in shape, can play almost every game, doesn't have a history of getting hurt. I mean, Dame plays every night. And when LeBron wants to play 31 minutes, and by the way, that's a big deal. One of the reasons the Suns are so lethal is their backup point guards. Chris Paul can only play 30 minutes. That's all he has to play. I mean, you got Kevin Durant playing 45. You got Paul George playing 45. Those guys are exhausted by the end of the series. Chris Paul, I got Cameron Payne coming in. I can play 30. LeBron could literally play 30 minutes, another 9, 10 minutes off, and Dame runs the offense. I don't know. Makes a ton of sense. And by the way, big swings are winning in this league. Chris Paul to Phoenix. Ooh, that contract. How's it working? Kawhi to the Raptors for a year. Big swing. How'd that work? AD to the Lakers for 2 years. They got a title. How'd it work? Paul George to the Clippers. It's made him a better franchise. So this is not a five-year league anymore. I mean, come on, man. They're running out of guys are getting fired all the time. You don't have a five-year league. Coaches sign contracts, and they're in trouble by the end of the first year. Dame, AD, I would do it tomorrow. I really would. I've said this before. Indifference is something you can't overcome. Ben Simmons appears to be indifferent to competition, indifferent to improving his shot. Anthony Davis is indifferent to working out. Maybe, maybe not. You can't overcome that. I can overcome, you know, Dame's a little small. All right, put a defensive guard, put, you know, KCP on the floor with him. He's a longer, better defender. But indifference, AD, Ben Simmons, I'm not interested. It's the Jay Cutler syndrome, the quarterback for the Bears. He wanted to win, kind of. I can't deal with that. I'll deal with your shortcomings. I'll deal with less of an arm, less of an athlete. You got to want to win. You got to be committed. That's what Dame is. Every night of the year and of the offseason. Man, those are tasty stories. Who needs to talk about the game last night? Dallas and Miami after Kawhi Leonard. Love it. Also a Cowboy story. Joy will have that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn in your credit card and in your first year automatically with no limits. How great is that? Great, because 99% of the places that take credit cards take Discover. Discover.com/yes. You'll hear yes more often. I have so many things to talk about today. It just cracks me up, some of the stuff going on today in America. The jobs report came out. America's economy is on fire. But wait, I thought. Also, the NIL rules, college football name, image, likeness. Players are already signing massive deals, and the world didn't end. I don't know how it's possible. They're already, Oklahoma's quarterback's already got a logo. Auburn's quarterback already has a deal with Sweet Tea in the South, and yet college sports is fine. I don't know how this stuff happens. I don't even want to. I was going to do a segment on, but after the Kawhi trade and the Dame and LeBron stuff, I need to take a break. I'm exhausted. There's big news here. Joy with the news.
Oh, well, Dallas Cowboys are going to be on this season of HBO's Hard Knocks.
Now, that's the third time they've done it.
Yes, this is the third time they're on the show. The other two appearances were in 2002 and 2008. So we're going to get to follow America's team through training camp, get a front row seat to Dak Prescott's return from his ankle injury. Of course, I'm sure there will be some Jerry Jones sightings.
I have no problem with HBO choosing them. I think it'll be fascinating, but it should be noted five of the last six teams that have been on Hard Knocks have imploded. Only the 2020 Rams didn't capsize being on this show.
Oh, yeah, it's never good news.
No, it's like a reality show. It always ends in divorce. Like, you can't put cameras around me and my wife and think we're going to be authentic and natural. It's just too much.
Well, also, at one point or another, you're going to get used to the cameras being there and default to whatever you do at home, which is not for everybody's consumption. And that's generally what happens. It's very standard that you don't have a great season when you have a bunch of cameras and a huge production, which I've seen the production before. It's massive.
Like
it's there's cameras everywhere. They're interviewing people. Like it's a whole thing. It's an extra added distraction during the time of year when you are wanting to completely focus and build your team and find out who's going to make the roster and how your season is going to look or prepare for your season. And now you got HBO there. Personally, I love this. I can't wait for this. This is a gift. This is a gift from the sports gods. Thank you, HBO.
No, it is great for us.
Yes.
And it's going to get me to watch it. There was a year a couple years ago that it was so boring. They had... It was like a Buccaneers team that was bad. It was like, I didn't even want to watch it. This will get my eyeballs.
Was it the Chargers last year? I don't even remember.
Last year it was the Chargers. Yeah. And by the way, they underachieved. So it should be noted, no team that's been in Hard Knocks has ever gone to the Super Bowl. And I don't think the Cowboys are a Super Bowl team. I think they're going to be a good team. I think they're going to be like every other Cowboy team in the last 25 years. At the end of the year, you'll be like, oh, they're kind of fun to watch, but they're not special. But, you know, this is what frustrates Cowboy fans. So what Cowboy fans, like fans are fan. Fan is short for fanatic. They all think they're going to win. But the one thing that, you know, fan bases are all cut into two groups. Every fan base in America, football, basketball, baseball. The like grown-ups and the pom-pom waving kids who just can't handle any bad news. And then half of every fan base could be Seahawks, could be Raiders, could be Clippers. They're grown-ups, you know, often a little more successful people. They've gone through stumbles in life. They know life's not linear. You don't always get what you want. They're the grown-up fan base, 50% of the fan base. They don't get in fights in games. They are frustrated because Jerry treats this more like a business than he does like a football team. It's a business, and this is great for merch. And that's what drives Cowboy fans nuts, at least the smart ones, get that this is not good for winning. It's great for merch. It's great for sales.
It's great for sales. It's great for content.
Yes.
We are definitely going to talk about it. There's definitely going to be moments. And there's a lot of interesting things outside of just Dak and Jerry. I mean, you have Zeke, Micah Parsons. What's McCarthy going to look like? Like, there's so many different storylines that is going on with this team right now outside of just Dak and Jerry, who are the faces of the organization. So we're definitely going to talk about it. But yeah, it's not usually the best news for your season.
Not usually, no.
So today is the deadline for NFL players to utilize the league's COVID opt-out for the 2021 season. We talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago, because this would be one of the first states to pay attention to in the ongoing Aaron Rodgers saga with the Green Bay Packers. So we were going to keep an eye on if he was going to potentially opt out. But according to Jeremy Fowler, he is unlikely to go that way. So it'll be too difficult for Rodgers to make this decision now with so much time left for the season, which is what we assumed. Like, this was probably going to be a little too premature.
Yeah.
To pull right now. We're still pretty far out from training camp and for the start of the season for him to make a decision to opt out right now, unless he was 1,000% dug in and the conversations have gone bad.
The Packers have called his bluff.
Yes.
The Packers have said, because part of this story is people have stopped calling the Packers because they won't take the call. So The Green Bay Packers won. The Green Bay Packers said, we're not trading you. And essentially, they have won. Aaron threw a little bit of an off-season tantrum and did what Aaron does, whatever, which is he has every right to do it. But the Packers won this. The Packers said, all right, don't play. We'll go with Jordan Love. We're not going to fold to you. We're not going to set a precedent. And the Packers are going to get their way.
Well, they've always said that they weren't going to trade
him.
So unless he came out very publicly and said, I'm not playing here anymore, they always had the leverage in that situation.
Yeah.
Like, until he comes out, like, I will never play for you again. Jordan Love is your guy. Trade me, or I'm going to sit and whatever, and it's going to get really ugly. they were always going to have the leverage in that situation. Well, he had to be that violent to make something move.
We know Aaron's very calculated and he's very measured. The downside to doing what Aaron did, if the team doesn't fold, it just looks like a tantrum. That's all it looks like now. It's like, I want this, and you come begging back to the franchise. So the downside, there is risk in what Aaron did, which is get all upset. And that's why I think Aaron told a lot of his friends, quote, it's fixable. They kept saying, it's fixable, it's fixable. Aaron didn't want to go all the way in saying it was unfixable, knowing there was a shot that Green Bay would not budge, and they didn't, and Aaron's going to come, crawling back, but come back.
There's still time. He could still not come to training camp. That's some money to leave on the table, about $2 million, yeah. But he could still not go to training camp. Now, I don't anticipate that he won't be at training camp, because what's the value if you are going to play this year and hurting yourself by not getting those reps and not being around your teammates and not being with the team if you are going to eventually come back? So I think he'll be at training camp, but there still are a couple dates before that, before we can see if he's going to play this season with them. So Baker Mayfield will be with the Browns at least through 2022 after the team picked up his option. He's also eligible for a contract extension with Cleveland. His deal would reportedly be easier to do than those of his draft class counterparts and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, because they are considered to be a higher tier quarterback talent, although Browns fans would tell you otherwise. But Baker is not expected to take any sort of discount. So he said he's in no rush to sign an extension, although I'm sure he would be happy to sign an extension.
Yeah.
The Browns have no incentive to sign an extension with him. They can very easily let this play out for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I actually don't have a problem with this situation. Obviously, you know, Baker would like to have a longer extension and get his money. But this is the year. Just go out and perform well. And you'll get your money. It's as simple as that. Like, the Browns are not in a situation where they can just, like, move on from Baker. If he plays well enough, they're going to pay him. Like, that's what they should do.
Joe Flacco bet on himself. Baker, the reality is we will know by the end of the year. Either the Browns are going to have the leverage that Baker finished second to Baltimore and, you know, had some games where he could not elevate, or Baker's going to have the leverage. And what's Cleveland going to do? Bail on him if he gets them to the playoffs, wins the division, and wins the playoff game? They're not going to bail on Baker.
And nor should they.
No. So, I mean, this is Baker. You know, in the end, a lot of people would say, ooh, Baker, and I've said this, he's not going to get his money now. But if he plays as well as he could, I mean, God, he's got the best offensive line and the best running back in the game. The best running game and the best O-line. If you go look at the last 20 years and said this team has the best offensive line and the best running game, Dak went 13-3. Dak Prescott as a rookie when he had the best O-line and the best running back. It is hard not to be a playoff team if you have the Phillip Rivers last year had a top O-line and a good running game, and Phillip Rivers won 11 games, and now he's out of the league. He was an old man.
There's no excuses for not just Baker, but for the Browns. Yeah. Like, they should be... Not only they should win this division, they should be in the playoffs, they should win multiple playoff games. Like, there should be high expectations for them. You should do better than you did last year.
Yeah.
It's another year into Baker's career in this system. And he's betting on himself. It worked out for Dak.
And Flacco.
Sometimes you have to do that, but it's totally in Baker's hands. If he plays well, he's going to get paid, and they should pay him.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Oh, we got all sorts of stuff today. Chris Broussard now joins us live, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right. I got to tell you, I hear a lot of trade rumors, and many don't come to fruition. But I can make an argument, Kawhi to Dallas is very interesting. Remember, Chris, Kawhi doesn't have big shoe money. He doesn't have big social media money. For Steph and LeBron, California taxes are irrelevant. They get so much business here. Kawhi's not a 10-year player. Kawhi doesn't have 10 years left. His career could be shortened by injuries. He doesn't have big shoe money. He doesn't have social media money. He doesn't want to go to a place with the media all over him. Dallas is a football town. Luka's the star. I don't think it's nuts. I don't think the Dallas Maverick rumors are nuts, Chris Broussard. Do you?
You left out one thing that Kawhi doesn't have. Roots in suburban Dallas. All right? Like, he's got roots in suburban L.A. He's at home, Colin. Yes, I don't think they make sense. I don't think it makes any sense for Kawhi Leonard to leave the Clippers. I think there are only two logical reasons. One, if you, our own Skip Bayless has reported that he's at odds with the medical staff for the Clippers.
Okay.
If that's true, and if they've done something egregious that's really offended him and maybe messed with his health, and Steve Ballmer won't fix it. Okay, if you leave, we get that. All right. Or he has found out in the last 2 years, I don't like playing at home. It's too much family, too many friends. Everybody's got ticket requests. I can't just relax and be by myself. Okay. If that was the case, one of those two things, okay, then go. Or even if he's really injured more than we think, and he's not, he knows he can't be the same player that he was in the past. Colin, I don't think any of those three things are true. So with that being the case, I don't see a reason to leave. Yes, Luka Doncic is better than Paul George. But Luka Doncic also dominates the ball. And for a guy that can do stuff on his own, can handle the ball himself, create off the dribble, that can be frustrating. I think one of the things Jason Kidd needs to do in Dallas is get Luka playing within a system. He can still average 30 and 10 and 9 and all that stuff, but do it within a system so other stars will enjoy playing with you and you're not creating everything. I think Kawhi or a lot of other stars would be frustrated playing with Luka the way he plays right now, as great as he is. So you've got a great coach in Ty Lue. You've got an owner that's got deep pockets and willing to spend. You're on a contending team and you're at home. If he left the Clippers for anything but the reasons I mentioned earlier, it just says he doesn't want to be the man. I don't like the responsibility of being the face of the franchise. I don't like when the pressure's on me to lead us to a championship. Remember, that's never been the case for him. Toronto, no expectations. San Antonio, he was one of several stars there. So I don't think Kawhi is made of that. I don't think he's to the point where he doesn't want to be the man, where he's willing to go join Luka's team and say, I'll be second fiddle to Luka. I don't see him leaving. And Miami, that's been out there too. That's a lateral move.
Yeah,
it's not no easier to get through the East than it is the West now.
Yeah, they'd have to do a sign and trade like Butler. They don't have cap space either. Okay, so how about this? You know, this is not, there are no five-year plans. It's not like the NFL where you draft a quarterback, you have a new coach, and you give it like 3 years to work. And the NFL's impatient, but the NBA is absurdly impatient. There are no five-year plans. It's a year-to-year league. Dame LeBron. Clearly LeBron would love to play with Dame. Just listen. You went and got AD. You got a title out of it. AD increasingly is not as committed as LeBron. Dame is. He's not as dependable physically as Dame. And the other thing is, when LeBron wants to get into a Chris Paul situation, I want to play 30 minutes, and then I got Cameron Payne can take over the offense, right? Like, oh, I don't have to play 44 minutes. When LeBron steps off the floor, Dame runs the offense. And you say to yourself, well, Portland, Anthony Davis, listen, if Dame wants out and calls you on it, you're gonna just try to get the best thing you can. Ben Simmons and AD, it's not close. You deal with AD's injuries over Ben Simmons' indifference. AD is about as good at, well, it's not about. That's as good as you can get in a Dame trade, in my opinion. I don't think this is crazy. I don't think Dame and the Lakers is nuts, Chris.
Well, look, if I'm Portland, oh, yes, let's do it now. Okay, I get you there. It's the other side. Who represents Anthony Davis? We both know. Rich
Clutch
Paul.
Sports, yeah.
So, and right, Rich just got him out of New Orleans a few years ago. Unless Anthony Davis has this desire to be in Portland and play in Portland for the next 5 years, he's not going there. Rich Paul's not sending him to Portland. So that's not happening. If you ask me, would I do it if I'm the Lakers? Like, if Rich Paul's not in the picture, I would not do it right now. If I were the Lakers, I'd give it one more year with AD. Because we know AD and LeBron can win a title, assuming LeBron's himself. And I get it. Maybe a year from now, LeBron won't be the same. Father time's coming. But I would try next year with AD and LeBron. If AD hadn't put in the work in the offseason to be healthy throughout the year, gets hurt again, then I would be willing to do that if I'm the Lakers. But I'd go one more year because let's face it, a lot of people had them favored to win it this year if they stay healthy. So I wouldn't do it. Only way Dame possibly gets to the Lakers, because like I said, AD deal's not happening, is if he goes to Neil O'Shea, the GM of the Blazers, and says, look, I've been a good soldier. I've given you 9 years. You know I've been loyal. I want to go to the Lakers. And I don't even, and Neil O'Shea doesn't have to go along with it, but if he wanted to be nice, he could do that. I wouldn't do it if I'm Neil. I'd be like, look, I'll work with you on another deal. We got to do something that works for us too. And so that's where the Ben Simmons situation comes in. But I don't see Dame getting to the Lakers. And I also don't think Dame will go and demand that they trade him to the Lakers. I don't think Dame is all in on the super team thing. I think he's still, you know, he knows he needs to go somewhere and win with better players, but I don't know that he wants to go join a ready for championship super team. I think he still wants to be somewhere where they can add pieces, like a New York. They've got the money. It could be Dame. You got Julius Randle, and then add some more stars to him.
All right. By the way, Suns are in the finals. Looks like Milwaukee would probably be the team they would meet. That feels like a great matchup for Phoenix, right? They've got a rim protector with Giannis. They're healthier, home court advantage, more dependable, scoring consistently. Suns, Bucks, if they matched up. I think I'd like Phoenix quick in that.
Well, I don't know about quick, maybe six, but I do think Phoenix is the favorite no matter who they face. Obviously, their favorite over Atlanta. Milwaukee, assuming Giannis plays, I hope he plays, because if Giannis plays, then I think this is an intriguing series.
Yeah,
I'd pick Phoenix, but you got Giannis, you got Chris Paul. Like, it's a really good series. What the Bucks showed last night is not that they're better without Giannis, but they showed, look, maybe we can be optimistic that even if Giannis can't come back for the finals, Milwaukee still could make it interesting, right? I couldn't see them beating Phoenix. But here's the thing, Colin. There's pressure on Chris Paul to win this championship. Because if you lose to a Milwaukee team without Giannis, that's not going to look good. All this goodwill he's gotten over this season and these playoffs, that'll look bad. If you, my goodness, if you lose to Atlanta, even with Trae Young, that's not going to look good.
Right.
Because Trae Young is the same position as you, and he's a young kid. So Chris has to go ahead and bring this thing home.
Good stuff today. So I can't believe you don't give Dame to the Lakers. If I'm LeBron James, and I'm
so
like,
you would do it for AD.
Absolutely. First of all, anytime a big gets injured, Anthony Davis's injuries, he has not had a clean, when's the last time he had a clean year? The bubble year when he got a 4-month hiatus. Like, this stuff never gets better. Now Embiid's got a torn meniscus. He's got less market value. I think you wait on injured bigs, it always gets worse. Either it gets worse like Rudy Gobert, where you can marginalize him in the playoffs and everybody sees it and goes, we don't want Gobert, or guys who have been hurt get hurt more because their bodies are unnatural. It's 300 pounds, it's 270, it's 7 feet tall. I would move now. I think the more you wait, the less leverage you would have with Anthony Davis to move him. And by the way, clutch sports.
I hear you, but you know, you know there's the clutch factor.
Okay.
You think they let that happen?
Well, LeBron's still very influential. If LeBron's like, I like Dame, I think LeBron could use this excuse. Hey, I gave Anthony 2 years. The guy came in out of shape. We can't have that. We can't have that. That's an out to me. And but LeBron's got an out.
Rich Paul represents AD too, though.
I know.
He can't kill his business by people just saying, oh, he's just going to do what LeBron wants. You know what I mean? He's got all his clients that he's got to look out for their best interest.
No, I know, but Rich is going to be around a long time. Nobody's going to kill Rich Paul's business. Rich Paul's going to be around for 25 years making a lot of money and a lot of deals, and sometimes you got to make an uncomfortable deal. We could argue about this all day. It's fascinating. I'll tell you that, Chris. Good. Have a great 4th of July weekend with you and your fam.
You too, Colin. See you.
All right. It's just interesting. It's just all interesting to me. Okay. Coming up next, people freak out, and in the end, it always works out. We'll talk about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So name, image, likeness, that is the new buzz phrase in college sports. Athletes can now be officially paid, and a big chunk of the country is scared. They were scared with cannabis. They were scared with sports gambling. And it's very ironic. The two companies that have benefited most are two companies that just crazy happenstance. Yoke, which is a company I almost invested in, had lunch with them a couple of times a year ago. Great young guys, run by a guy who's a walk-on football player at Notre Dame. Neat guys, great company. I'm a dummy. I didn't invest. And Cameo, who I've been talking to for years, the guy that runs that, it's just a weird happenstance. Those companies are crushing it. Yoke signed a bunch of athletes to get paid, and Cameo, which we talked about yesterday, is a great spot for these kids to get paid. But Oklahoma's Spencer Rattler already has a logo and a brand. Bo Nix, the quarterback of Auburn's, already got Milo's Sweet Tea promotional money. The Cavender sisters, Fresno State basketball players, they're doing the two women, Hannah and Haley, are already crushing it. Olivia Dunn, LSU gymnast, is crushing it. I think it could be very good for women. Men and women in Olympic sports that don't get a lot of publicity by guys like me, shows like us. You know, here's what's going to happen with this. It's going to be like every other gold rush in my life, and we've had a couple of them. In the last 2-3 years, we've had two of them. Cannabis, a lot of people went in, a lot of Ivy League guys that don't smoke pot got into that business. And then sports gambling, a lot of Ivy League guys who never really bet sports got into that business. And what happened with both? 4 or 5 people dominated. That's what's going to happen here. Good-looking, attractive, pretty successful on the field, personable young athletes are going to make good money. Most of them aren't. But if you're attractive and personable and you're pretty good, you have some success and you're man or woman, you're going to make money. That's the way it works. That's the way it works on TikTok and Instagram. Are you kind of attractive? Are you personable? Do you enjoy it? Kawhi Leonard was never built to make a lot of money in NIL, name, image, likeness. That LeBron would have been great. Zion would have been great. Tebow would have been great. Reggie Bush would have been great. Johnny Manziel would have been great. Personable, good on the field, like the game. Play the game, like the game. So it, cannabis, prime example. We all knew pot was going to be legalized. It got legalized. One company in Canada dominates. Here it's Curaleaf is the biggest one, I think, in America. There's about 4 companies that have all the money. Sports gambling. Wow, FanDuel jumped to the top. What a shock. We didn't see that coming. I mean, it's even in tech, think how big tech is. The smartest people in America, many of them work in tech. Literally 4 or 5 companies run our stock market. Microsoft, Apple, Google, Facebook. There's even a term for it. I forget what it is off the top of my head. There's like a term that they essentially run the country. In fact, those 4 companies right now, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Google, are bigger than Canada's economy. All these geniuses, the gold rush of tech, 5 companies run it. They can literally gobble up all the other companies. 4 or 5 cannabis companies run it. FanDuel jumps to the top. With sports gambling. That's the way the game works. Very few people. I mean, I swear to God, you could go to porn when it went to the internet. It's like 3 companies run it. It's just the way it works. The smart people seize it. And in this, the smart agents and the smart brands and the big brands and the kids that go to the big schools, it's college football is going to have the most money made, because that's where that we watch a lot of college football. The ratings are great. So the kids in college football, the quarterbacks, the star receiver, you know, the funny kid, the Jadeveon Clowney, the big pass rush guy or whatever, those guys will make money. It's not going to change who's good in college football. It's not like Alabama in 10 years is going to be below Kentucky football in the SEC. USC is going to benefit. Why? Because they're the biggest brand in the Pac-12. And Oregon's going to benefit. Why? Because they're really good. And Phil Knight, Nike, kind of is the pioneer of the program. So Oregon and USC will benefit in the West. Mark it down. That's just the way it's going to work. And we're all going to be okay. I slept last night 7 hours. It's amazing. Pot, sports gambling, name, image, likeness. We're all going to survive. Toughest guys on Twitter. You ever notice how scared they are of everything? Hour two next.